This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. What the numbers tell us about the economy is one thing, but we feel what we feel. And based on the latest survey from the University of Michigan, the American consumer is not feeling great about this economy. Despite the strongest GDP growth in decades and a strong job market, consumer sentiment is at a 10-year low. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more on what's got us down.
If there's one thing for certain we can say about the economic recovery and how Americans feel about it, it's that it's complicated. Yesterday, there's news about strong GDP growth in 2021. Hooray. But today, there's not so great news about dwindling consumer confidence.
There's definitely a sign among the American public that there's a growing pessimism about the economy.
Mallory Newell is a vice president at the polling firm Ipsos.
Inflation continues to go up. People are definitely feeling that pocketbook squeeze.
Like Alyssa Grovemiller, who works with alumni at Ohio State University in Columbus. She says it's almost like the price of food goes up in between every visit to the grocery store.
I feel like everything is more expensive. You know, milk, cheese, things you buy normally are just the price going up.
Still, Grovemiller says she's financially stable and managing okay. But that's not necessarily the case for low-income workers, says Jeff Jones, a senior editor with the Gallup poll.
1 in 5 lower-income Americans say that higher prices are creating a severe financial hardship.
Then there's also Omicron, which caused many people who earn less than $50,000 a year to miss work recently, says John Lear with Morning Consult.
You've got a lot of primarily lower-income adults who are being hit on a couple different fronts.
That's probably why consumer sentiment dipped so much in just the past couple of weeks. Lear says it's a contrast to some of the rosier end-of-year 2021 numbers.
A lot of people right now are looking at data from December, and they're saying that wasn't that bad.
But, he says, January is already a different story. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.